This show is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Network. Hi, my name is Felice Gerwitz, and I'm the host of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. I've met some amazing godly people. The Lord put these people in my path, and I can't wait to introduce you. I invite you to connect with all of us on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. And now, let's get started. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. And today on the line with me is Suzanne Nunn, who is the host of the latest podcast on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and that is FPEA Connects. Welcome, Suzanne.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, Suzanne, you are a homeschool mom who turned volunteer for the area homeschool group in your area, and then the next thing I know, and you know, is that you are the current chairman of the board of the FPEA, the Florida Parent Educators Association. So I'm excited to hear how that all transpired. But first, before we get into that, first share a little bit about your family and, you know, who you are currently homeschooling.
Certainly. I am from the Tampa Bay area and started homeschooling about 13 years ago. And currently I'm homeschooling still my son, who's 13 years old, about to go into high school. And then I also have a daughter who is 9 that I'm still homeschooling. So we have a little ways left to go.
Oh, wonderful. And I love that because I think, especially for this network and even for, you know, situations that require kind of homeschool mommy knowledge, it's really nice to have someone who's currently homeschooling and in the middle of it all, like the rest of us. So, you know, we like that company. So that's great. Well, how did you get involved with FPEA? I know it's probably a long story, but just give us the short version.
I was going to say, I'll give you the nutshell version of that. I was a volunteer and still actually volunteer in my local community with our homeschool groups. And it just so happened that I found in our FPEA Connect magazine that there was needed someone to volunteer in my area as a district director. So after much prayer and consideration with my husband, I decided to apply to serve in that capacity. And so about 3 years ago, I did that, and I was voted onto the district director position by my area and began serving. And 3 years later, I am privileged and blessed to currently be serving as chairman of the board, and it's very exciting. I love the opportunity to really help serve homeschool families in that capacity, and I'm always excited to have an opportunity just to connect with families and help them on their homeschooling journey as they get started or as they're struggling with issues as they're, you know, walking through that process, homeschooling their children. So it's been a great opportunity for me.
I really appreciate you, Suzanne. And through the years, I've homeschooled for many years, and I have personally known 3 of the other directors of the organization, you know, on a really a good level. And you are you've got the heart of someone who really cares about homeschooling. And there was a person who was my favorite, but I won't mention that person. And if the other people are listening that were past chair people, but one of the things I really loved was the conversations we would have. And one of the conversations would go something like this, you know, what are homeschool moms wanting or needing, or what do they care about now? And so there seemed to be like a pulse on what the parents needed, and you're doing that as well. And that
exactly.
is in regard to the conference. So I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. And so if someone's tuning in and saying, well, I don't get it, what is FPEA, or what is, stands for the Florida Parent Educators Association. You know, tell us a little bit about how long it's been around and what exactly FPEA does.
Certainly. Well, FPEA does stand for Florida Parent Educators Association. And a little about 30 years ago, a little over 30 years ago, some families who were beginning to homeschool were actually seeking out some legal legislation to be put into place to legalize homeschooling, came together and met and needed to have their voice heard at the legislature. And so they actually began working toward legislation for homeschoolers to make that legal, and stuck together and created the Florida Parent Educators Association. We still are very connected to our state lobbyist, who still gives us updates constantly on what's happening at the legislative level. And the Florida Parent Educators Association is that state organization that tries to connect with a membership base of homeschoolers in Florida and to keep them updated on what is happening legislatively, but also to offer opportunities for homeschoolers in Florida to come together several times during the year in different conference venues and a convention that we offer so that they can receive some encouragement and some education and just an opportunity to, you know, socialize with other people who are on the same journey that they are as homeschoolers.
Great. And, you know, it's important to not maybe as much anymore as when I started homeschooling, you know, to keep up with what's going on, because things used to change, you know, from week to week when I started homeschooling, and there was a lot of confusion over, you know, exactly what kind of records we needed to keep, or if we needed to do attendance, or, you know, what exactly the law was. There was a lot of, you know, misinformation out there. And I think now it's a little bit more settled, but some people who are new to homeschooling can still find that kind of information on the FPEA.com website. Also, if you go to FPEA.com /events, you'll find information about the upcoming convention, and that is a very big deal. FPEA has one of the largest homeschool conventions of any of the states. And I know that's something that is a awful lot of work, because I've spoken there for, well, we were laughing before, I was laughing before we went on air, that I think it's like I've been invited to speak like over 20 years ago. I don't remember I think I spoke there for the first time in 1994 or 1995, something like that. So that's quite some time ago. And, you know, spoke off and on through the years. I'll be speaking again this year. And so you do, you know, you change up the speakers and who they are. So it keeps it fresh and always exciting. And there's always some kind of, you know, theme or something that you're trying to do each year. But tell us a little bit about the convention and where it is and how people can get more information.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the convention, like I said, we started about 30 years ago. The convention's been around for over 25 years now. So it was an effort, again, you know, that we were making as FPEA to offer an opportunity for families to come together. Of course, back then we didn't have so much internet access, and you couldn't purchase curriculums online and things like that. So there was a need for the convention. And so the convention brought together speakers to help educate people about, you know, what they needed to know about homeschooling, and also an opportunity for there to be vendors and a vendor hall for people to purchase curriculum. Well, 25 years later and plus, we still do the same thing. We've grown to be one of the largest homeschool conventions in the United States, and often, you know, lead the way with new opportunities and things like that that are available for our families. And it's still a very vibrant and vital convention, part of our community. People plan on being there every year, bring their family for a vacation, and just enjoy themselves. And there's so many things that we offer, you know, at our convention that benefits the entire family. We have a teen program, a children's program. We have special events for mothers. special events for fathers and daughters and sons and moms, and also special events for our leaders. So it gives everyone an opportunity really to connect, to be encouraged, you know, and just to be educated and learn the things that they need to know regarding homeschooling, not just in the state of Florida, but across the United States.
Wonderful. And, you know, I really want to encourage you, if you have not been to the homeschool conference and you are in the state of Florida, this is something that really is attended very widely by many, many people. When we first went to the conferences, they were at, you know, mostly what I would call normal hotels or regular hotels that we might frequent. You know, most homeschool families are single income and, you know, on a budget. And so as the years went on and the conference centers got, you know, bigger and nicer, I remember walking in one year and my kids just stopped, you know, in the entryway, and they said, "Mom, is this where we're staying?" You know, it's like this, you know, they knew that this wasn't normal.
Right.
And what's nice is that they really work with you guys and the rates are affordable. In fact, I just booked a hotel for my husband and I. We're going out of town and we're going to spend the night before we get to our destination. And I spent more for a room than what the conference rate is. So it's just, you know, it's amazing how great those rates are. And a lot of times if you're going with a group of moms, they have double beds. And so four can go fit in a room and you can just go and have a mommy retreat. And just, I've done that before with my girlfriend. And that was such a blessing because I really wasn't sure what method I was going to use. And it gave me time to really pursue the curriculum, look at what was there, go listen to some talks, and, you know, kind of have it, you know, as I like to say, it's like all in my head, you know, and then not be distracted. And then I've gone back in other years, and the whole family comes, and, you know, my husband would take the kids and do certain things, and, again, that allowed me to do some things during the day. But you have so much, you know, like available for younger families with the kids programs and all kinds of things. And I'm excited, but you'll have to go to FTEA.com to see what they're cooking for this year because it is going to change every year. And I warned Suzanne that, you know, we're not going to talk about exactly who's coming specifically this year or what she's doing this year, but I'm like dying to tell everybody. So I'm not going to. You'll have to go to FTEA.com and see what's happening and what's coming up. So one of the things I asked is if you could sign up for the e-zine. I know you can become a member of FTEA and that information is on the website, but I do get the electronic newsletter that goes out from time to time. And so you don't get spam. You get some really good information. And so, you know, that's something you want to look at. And then, of course, all of the social media, Facebook and so forth, I'm sure those links are on the website. Is that correct, Suzanne?
Yes, they are. All those links are on our website, www.fpea.com.
All right, perfect. Well, the next thing I want to discuss is the podcast, which is FPEA Connects, and that's C-O-N-N-E-C-T-S. You also have an FPEA Connect, which is your magazine that goes out, is it four times a year?
Quarterly. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good, okay. And I've also written for that magazine many times in the past. It's really great. And I think I still have copies floating around here because some of the articles that were in the FPEA Connect are really, really good. So delighted to welcome you to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. And you are joining the company of some amazing podcasters here. And you are representing the state organization in this podcast, and you personally will be hosting your podcast as well as interviewing guests from time to time. So that's wonderful news.
Yeah, we're excited. We're very excited about it.
So tell me what we can expect on that podcast when people tune in.
Certainly. Well, we're going to have, you know, our first podcast that you would have access to would be a little bit of an introduction to FTEA and the member benefits that you would have. We'll talk about things like how to homeschool in Florida legally, you know, all the legalities that you would need to know, what the importance is of being involved in your local support group, the different benefits that you can experience and enjoy as an FTEA member along the way. We'll talk about things like choosing curriculums, how to get the most out of attending the different conferences that we offer, different opportunities for homeschooling in Florida, you know, like field trips or special events that might be happening in our area, and how you can get plugged into that. And also, we do a lot with our legislative updates, you know, anything that comes across that would be relevant and, you know, lasting type changes, we would be talking about those things. So a multitude of different types of information, and then certainly other people will join us that can offer encouragement and insight along the way as well.
And what a wonderful, you know, addition to this network, as well as for homeschoolers to be able to listen to that. So I'll tell you the techie part of it, and that is you can go to ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com, and on the front page you'll see the smiling sun with the FPEA Connects logo, and you just click on that, and then you will see all kinds of buttons there at the top and on the side, and be sure to share it with your friends. Make sure that we get the word out. And there's a couple of subscribe buttons. The first is for the RSS feed. So if you listen to things on your computer, you'll want to click on that because it will go into whatever your feeds are that you listen to. So like if you read a blog or follow specific blogs, then you know what I'm talking about. It goes into that feed aggregator. And so when you go to that, whether it's people use different things, and I believe it's FeedBurner is one of them that just keeps them all in there. The other is the little purple icon, and that is for iTunes. And if you click that button, you will be connected to iTunes and be able to follow the show. We are recording this podcast very early on, so if it is not showing up, give us a little bit of time, but more than likely, by the time this airs or you're listening to it, the iTunes should be working. And so all you do there is you subscribe. If you have an iPhone or a Android phone, you just use any podcast app. It doesn't matter what, you know, whatever comes with your phone. And then you can search for FPEA Connects directly in that podcast app. Or you can search for the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, either one, and you will, you know, find it in there. There will be all of the different podcasts that are on this network. And, Suzanne, you are going to be recording two times a month right now, get through convention time, which is always Memorial Day weekend. And that is a lot of work and lead up time, plus the fact that you're still homeschooling. So just like one more thing. And and then you hope to add a weekly podcast moving forward, and hopefully that will pick up in the months to come. And so if people subscribe to the podcast, then they'll never miss another show. So it's great because a lot of times I listen to them in groups. So if I'm traveling or I'm in the car going somewhere, I'll listen to the podcast. And if you have a car that has that is able to sync to your phone, that's great too, because you can just sync it to your phone and it will pull from there, and you can listen to it on your car speakers. So, you know, technology has really improved, and it's wonderful.
Absolutely.
So that's great. Also, if you go and share this, it helps other people find their podcast. So if you leave a, I think there's a star rating available on iTunes as well. So you can go, you can comment, and that just helps them get found quicker. So we appreciate all of the help that you can give Suzanne and her team at FPEA. So any last words that you want to share with our listeners, Suzanne, about FPEA or the podcast?
Certainly. I would like to say this one more time. We're very excited to have this opportunity to share with homeschoolers across the state of Florida and across the United States even. And we're looking forward to connecting with each and every person that will join us and listen. And if you need to connect with us, you know, we do have our website, FPEA.com, and also locally in the state of Florida, you can call us. And the number for that office is 321-872-6600. And we just want to be able to be available and help in any way that we can and to encourage and support homeschoolers in Florida, and very thankful to have this opportunity to do it.
Well, thank you so much. I know being the chairman of the board is a large undertaking, and I really appreciate your service, Suzanne, and your friendship as we've moved on and gotten your podcast launched. It's been a fun journey, and I've gotten to know you better. So really love, like I said earlier, your heart and your service for homeschoolers. So thanks again.
Well, likewise, and thank you.
All right. So everybody, if you subscribe to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network weekly updates, you'll find information. You'll see the little button on that e-zine that we send out weekly that has all the updates on FPEA Connects as well as other things that we offer. So thanks so much again, Suzanne, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks so much for joining another episode of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. Please connect with me, Felice Gerwitz, and all of our show hosts on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. Until next time, keep smiling.